It's all over, but the airing of the 8 episodes on television and Lauren Joe cannot say a thing about it. Joe, 21, a Sawa Sen resident and a finance student at UBC, competed in the Great Canadian Baking Show on CBC where 10 bakers from across Canada tried to impress the judges with their savory desserts and breads. Taping of the show took place over 8 weeks in Toronto this summer, but the series doesn't start airing until October 2nd. And until then, Joe cannot say a word about how she did. The event, though, definitely wasn't about the money. The winner of the marathon competition is awarded the title of Canada's Best Amateur Baker, and a ceremonial plate. Joe said having a plate as a prize, instead of a big amount of cold cash, made for a more supportive environment within the big tent where the culinary delights were created. "I think the show kind of renewed my love of baking," she said. Her competitors, her fellow bakers, will become lifelong friends, she said. Overall, it was a really positive experience. Joe also faced a unique challenge that others did not. Because she's gluten intolerant, she could not taste or test what she was baking. Usually, when baking in her home kitchen, her family helped out and gave her feedback, but in the competition, she had to rely on her fellow bakers. "So it's all about the process. It was all based on feedback from other people," Joe said. "It's very comforting and very therapeutic. I bake purely for other people." She's been watching and waiting to get onto the show since she was in grade 10 and was also inspired by the Great British Bake Off TV show. With both Asian and European family backgrounds, she borrowed from both, using her childhood memories to provide inspiration for unique dishes. 2 years ago, when the pandemic started, I really got serious. I was baking nearly every day for a stretch of 1.5 years, she recalled. She still bakes a couple of times a week and bread is still her favorite. Each episode of the Great Canadian Baking Show had 3 challenges: a signature bake, a technical bake, and a showstopper bake. The first and last were able to be rehearsed, but the technical bake was unknown until the challenge was revealed by the judges. Some recipes Joe practiced 3 times, but others, 6 or 7 times. She prepared for 1 showstopper and signature for each episode, with each week having a special theme. But there's a limit to the number of recipes you can prepare if you don't know how far you'll go in the competition. According to her profile on the show's website, Joe is a self-described 21-year-old grandma. In addition to baking, her hobbies include knitting, crocheting, sewing, and collecting vintage teapots. She also likes classic cars, especially from the 1950s and 1960s, and heavy metal. And she'd really like to get a 1986 Toyota MR2. With the baking all done, Joe just has to sit back and watch the show, like anyone else, starting in October. "I think this one may have been enough stress for a lifetime," she said. "I think I'm good, as in having had enough, for competition, but I'll always bake."